Most knowledge workers spend 45 to 90 minutes each morning trying to figure out what to read. They open email and scan subject lines. They click newsletters. They jump to news sites. They check LinkedIn or X. They open Slack. They bounce between tabs. The entire exercise is manual triage of the internet, repeated every single morning. The sequence is backwards. People expose themselves to raw inputs first, then decide what matters in real time. That decision gets repeated dozens of times in one sitting. It feels productive because it's active. But most of that time is spent sorting, not learning. The time already exists in your day. You're just spending it on manual filtering instead of reading. The real problem is not information scarcity. It's the absence of a filtering system that works before you look at anything. How intelligence processing actually works. Intelligence agencies solved this decades ago. The pattern is straightforward. They separate collection from briefing. The workflow has five steps. Collect broadly, evaluate against defined priorities, score relevance, synthesize, deliver a concise briefing. The decision maker does not see raw inputs. They see prioritized, contextualized intelligence. The system filters before exposure. This is not curation for entertainment. It is structured filtering tied to defined strategic priorities. It works because attention is protected. The analyst does the scanning. The executive does the deciding. Nobody confuses the two activities. The same pattern applies to individual knowledge work. You need comprehensive scanning. You need scoring against your actual priorities. You need synthesis that surfaces what matters and discards noise. The briefing should be short. The work happens upstream. This is operational intelligence for decision making. The question is whether you have a system that delivers it. What a personal intelligence briefing looks like. I scan a few dozen sources daily: news, research, policy, business, AI, higher education, and niche industry feeds. AI scans everything. Items get scored against explicitly defined priorities. The output is ranked and summarized. When I open the briefing, I see a prioritized list. Each item includes a short summary. It explains why it matters relative to my focus areas. If something is high signal, I click through. If not, I skip it. It takes 15 to 20 minutes. No tab hopping. No wondering what I missed. This is my actual morning workflow with Eclectus. Open the briefing, start reading, done. The structural shift is this. I start with context instead of reacting to inbound messages. I no longer wonder if I missed something important. The filtering is handled upstream. Reading happens first, already filtered. That replaces 60 minutes of searching with 20 minutes of focused reading. Why this matters now? AI removed the labor constraint. Previously, broad scanning plus scoring plus synthesis required staff. Analysts did that work. Now the scanning, scoring, and summarizing can be automated at individual scale. The economic barrier collapsed. What used to require an intelligence team is now software. The volume of published material has made human-only filtering structurally impossible. Social media algorithms optimize for engagement, not relevance to your work. Email is someone else's priority list. RSS readers require manual source management and still produce too much. None of these tools filter against your defined strategic criteria before exposure. They deliver streams, they do not deliver intelligence. What was once available only to executives with staff support is now available to individuals. The constraint on personalized information processing has been removed. The question is whether you implement it. The shift in morning workflow. Reading moves from the end of the morning routine to the beginning. Before, the sequence was email first, news second, social mixed in, constant sense of scanning. After, the briefing comes first. Email comes later. Information gathering becomes a solved problem. Attention goes to synthesis and decision-making instead of search. The briefing becomes the starting point for the day's work. You stop wondering if you missed something important. The system handles comprehensive scanning. You handle judgment. Instead of asking what you should read, you ask what this changes. You move faster from input to action. Your day begins with context instead of interruption. That shift compounds. What this requires from you: four things. Define priorities clearly. Explicitly score what matters. Let the system filter before you look. Adjust over time. This is infrastructure, not a hack. The mindset shift is from browsing to being briefed. Define your interests explicitly. The system cannot infer them. Relevance needs a reference point. If you check other sources out of anxiety, the system has failed. The briefing should improve over time based on what you actually read. The goal is not to read more. The goal is to read what matters. Reading more increases volume. Reading what matters increases decision quality. A briefing exists to support judgment. It surfaces inputs that should influence how you think or act. The goal is leverage, not consumption. Trust the filtering. If the system works, you should feel slightly uncomfortable with how easy it is. That discomfort is diagnostic. It means you're no longer equating activity with productivity. The resistance you'll feel, reading first, already filtered, feels too easy to most people. Searching feels like effort. Effort feels like work. When the filtering is done for you, it feels almost suspiciously easy. People equate activity with productivity. They mistrust systems that remove visible effort. That resistance keeps them stuck in manual sorting. The current system feels normal. It is inefficient, but familiar. Changing it requires defining priorities clearly, trusting a system, and letting go of the illusion of control that comes from constant scanning. Most people understand the problem. Very few are willing to redesign the structure of their mornings. You already spend the time. The time cost of staying informed is already in your day. The question is whether you spend it searching or reading. A personal intelligence briefing is not an addition to your workflow. It's a replacement. The pattern exists, the technology exists. The question is whether you implement it. Most people will keep tab hopping because it feels like work. They will continue spending 60 to 90 minutes each morning manually triaging the internet. They will mistake that activity for being informed. The alternative is to start with a briefing. Read what has already been filtered against your priorities. Spend 20 minutes instead of 60. Begin your day with context instead of reaction. If someone implements this and it works, three things change. You stop wondering what you missed. You start with reading, not email. You spend less time in reactive mode. That feeling of ease is the point. It means the system is working. It means you've moved from sorting to synthesis. It means your attention is protected.